Hi there.
This is Anne Vamp, recording Pretty Bookworms, Keeping It Literature questionnaire. I'm a huge reader. Like, all I do is read and all I buy are books, so I'm so excited about this one. Here goes. One, which book got you into reading? There was actually an author, not a specific book. Her name was Lurleen McDaniel. She wrote, like, young adult novels. And her son had, I believe it was MS. So in every novel, it was about someone who was really sick, and the teens that had to deal with it. So whether it was a girlfriend or a best friend or something like that. And I would devour those books in a couple of days and then buy new ones. She wrote so many books. So that's what really got me kind of devouring books. Two, your current favorite book. Currently, I'm really loving Sarah J. Maas. I read a lot of young adult and new adult. And Sarah J. Maas wrote a new adult fantasy called A Court of Thorns and Roses. It's, I believe, going to be a trilogy, but right now there's just two of them out. I haven't read the second one because I want to reread the first one. But yeah, she's pretty amazing. Three, your favorite authors. My favorite author, so Sarah J. Maas is definitely one of them. I really like Jenny Han. Pierce Brown is great. He writes sci-fi. If you haven't read his Red Rising trilogy, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Pretty amazing. And then I think that's it right now. Victoria Aveyard is pretty amazing. And Leigh Bardugo. Yeah, they're all really great. And I also really, really love C.S. Lewis. I can read almost anything by him. For favorite genre, I kind of answered this, but I read a lot of young adult, new adult. I like historical fiction, and then I usually read like whatever's new on the bestseller list. If there's something my friends are talking about, I'll try to read that. Five, have you ever read erotic books? Yes, I've read like erotic romance. I've read like a few. I read 50 Shades of Grey, but I've read like a couple of other ones. I got really into J.R. Ward. Had like this vampire, but it was like the Dagger Brotherhood series or something like that. And I read the first like seven in August, and I liked them, but I don't know, I kind of got bored. I like the characters though. Oh, also, I totally forgot, for favorite authors, Colleen Hoover. I'm obsessed with Colleen Hoover. I think she's amazing. Six, how long does it take for you to finish a book? It really depends. I usually try to carve out an hour in the morning to read. So if I do that and I read and I do it like every morning, it'll take me like 3 or 4 mornings to finish a book, maybe a week. But if I, you know, really sit down to kind of read in a chunk of time, I usually finish a book in a day, with the average page count, like, I don't know, 250 to 450. If I'm like really, really into it. Seven, a book that after you read a few chapters, you thought, wow, this book sucks. I have to see if I can remember the name of the book. I can't off the top of my head, but I've read this like award-winning book before and everyone was raving about it, and I read a couple chapters and I was like, this is terrible. Life is too short to read bad books, and I stand by that. Eight, have you ever read a book with an ending that wasn't satisfying or just really bad? Yes, but I think endings that aren't satisfying are usually cliffhangers. And then I'm just like, are you kidding? So yeah, I feel like there's probably a couple books like that, but I just can't think of them right now off the top of my head. Cause I literally read so much, so they kind of all blend together. Nine, have you ever had an OMG moment in a book? Like something happened in your books that you never thought would have happened or something you never saw coming. Yes. So in, like I mentioned, for Pierce Brown, he has a Red Rising trilogy, and my favorite one is Morningstar, which is the third book in his trilogy. And that the last like 150 to 100 pages of that book were basically an OMG moment, something I didn't think would happen or saw coming. And I literally, there was a part of the book where I just like put the book down and stared at the wall for like an hour because I just couldn't comprehend what was happening. And it, again, Seriously recommend it. It's so good. 10. Has a book ever influenced you in a big way? I don't think there's a specific book that's ever, I mean, unless you count like the Bible, but I don't think there's a book that ever influenced me in like a huge way other than the Bible, like a fiction or anything. I think I'm a product of everything I've read, so bits and pieces I'm sure have changed my worldview. But there's nothing that ever made me like like influenced me, I guess. Yeah, I would say that the only book would be the Bible. All right, that's it. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm sorry some of them I couldn't think of an answer, but this is really fun. Yay, reading. Book nerds unite.